I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. More than 20 people have died in violence in the siege of the Red Mosque in Pakistan. Leaders have threatened to impose Taliban-style rule in Islamabad. It's proving to be a rallying point for government opponents. Glenn Penner with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says it's no surprise that Christians will feel the effects. Violence against Christians is common.
You've got young girls being kidnapped and raped, church leaders who have been arrested, believers who have been charged with blasphemy simply because they've gotten into dispute with their neighbors. This is a regular occurrence for the church as a whole.
Despite that, Christians continue sharing their faith. Next, virtual reality has become a spiritual reality for World Gospel Mission. Nearly 8 million people are members of SecondLife.com, a lifelike virtual world. World Gospel Mission's created a manual to equip virtual missionaries. Hubert Harriman says,
we look at that world and say they need to be reached like anybody else in the world. Behind the avatars that you find in Second Life, there are real people, and we know that they need to hear the gospel like anybody else does.
Visit our website to download the free handbook. And Buckner International is offering the first church-based immigration ministry called the Immigration Service and Aid Center, or ISAC. Buckner and their partner help churches across the U.S. become government-certified so they can assist people in all aspects of obtaining citizenship. Buckner President Albert Reyes believes this project helps fulfill Buckner's mission by keeping immigrant families together and strong. If your church would like to become accredited, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International's making available Devin Webb's CD, The Path, songs we hope will help you in your walk with God and the path of life. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.